It's something we all have in common, and most of us probably enjoy it. But how often do you talk about sex with someone 30 years older than you? Young people like to pretend that those older than them just don't have sex. But if you're over 40, then you know it's not true. In fact, the majority of women aged between 40 and 70 are still having sex, and it seems like they might be having more fun than ever. Emma Rennie spoke to Jane Usher, a professor in women's health psychology, to find out more.
Desire and sexual interest doesn't necessarily decline with age, and in fact some women as they get older show increased sexual interest, and this really challenges sort of ageist myths around sexuality, which suggests that sex is only for the young.
What are some of the most important things that we're finding in this research then?
One of the things that we know is that there are sometimes bodily changes that happen as women age, particularly around menopause and as women get older, and that can be things such as vaginal dryness. But that doesn't necessarily affect women's sexual desire or their sexual response. And in fact, women believing that sex is important and still wanting to have sex are actually the most important factors in predicting whether or not women have a continued sex life. The other factors are your relationship context. So if you have a good sexual relationship with your partner as you're getting older, if you still desire your partner, or if you enter a new relationship, you're more likely to continue having an active sex life.
Why is this kind of research important? What are the advantages of knowing about this and having a good sex life?
Having a good sexual life is really important in terms of quality of life and well-being. So people who are still sexually active, if they want to be, who are still feeling good about their bodies and still having that sort of relationship with their partner, actually feel much better about themselves. Having said that, there are some people who are not interested in sex, regardless of age, and that's not a problem. In terms of why it's important for us to know this, I think firstly it's challenging these cultural stereotypes that suggest women don't have sex as they get older, because that can create quite a lot of anxiety as women age, because they think, oh my God, I'm going into this sort of Netherland where everything's going to be terrible, I'm not going to be attractive and I'm not having a sexual life. So it's really important to challenge those myths to help women see that getting older isn't a negative thing.
What do you find that women are doing differently as they get older compared to the sex life that younger women might have?
Well, some women are less interested in penetrative sex, so in sexual intercourse as they get older. That can be because of vaginal dryness, or it can be because they're more confident about actually asking for what they want. And for many women, having other sorts of sexual pleasure can be as interesting or more interesting and more pleasurable. So that might be touching, it might be massage, it might be mutual masturbation, it might be oral sex. Many older women actually feel better about their bodies as they age, even though women will say, well, I've put on weight and I've got wrinkles that I didn't have before. They're not as worried about being the perfect weight or being this perfect sexual object that they maybe tried to be when they were younger. So that greater confidence in the body can also lead to greater sexual desire and greater sexual expression. So what I would say is that for many women, sex can actually get better as they get older rather than being worse.
For women who are maybe thinking that they would like to make their sex life a little more exciting, what would you suggest for them?
If you actually talk to your partner and talk about what you'd like or what you don't like as well, because your partner might be doing things that you don't like, that's the most important thing. You can think about things that you might imagine doing that you might think are a little bit risque or a little bit naughty. Talking to your partner about it and then exploring those things. For when we're working with older people who have sexual problems, we encourage them to explore sex toys, so vibrators, and to go to sex shops and see what's available, which can help in terms of desire and it can help in terms of sexual pleasure. So there's a whole range of things that people can do, but the main thing is using imagination and talking about it. Let's do it, riding my pony, my saddle's waiting,
come and jump on it, jump on it. That was Jane Usher from the University of Western Sydney speaking with Emma Rennie.